Their hostility had the effect of dividing up the country into small compartments, within which each tribe, if left undisturbed, seemed to have had, to have developed its own social culture, its own styles of music and language, its own dancing and its own instruments of music. And as a result, we still find today that the musicians of related tribes compose related musics, and that similarity of language as often as not is accompanied by similarities of melody. Music and the taste for a particular style or pattern of music goes very deep. Otherwise, how could one account for the fact that African people from a single widespread group, who live far enough away from each other never to have seen or heard each other, are found to perform their music in distinctive ways characteristic of that group? The great Nguni migration of the southeast, which includes distantly related tribes such as the Swazi, the Zulu, and the Xhosa, all limit their songs to pentatonic modes, their own pentatonic modes, not those of other tribes, for there are a great number of different five-interval scales, as you know. Now, this song I'll play you now is a recording of a typical Nguni song.